Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all your good things to us, for the many gifts that have been used in this church over many, many years. And we thank you for the gifts that will be used in the future with new members, new congregations. And we pray that the gifts that you give to us this morning, you will use to your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I hope you're going to take as full a part this morning at 10 o'clock as the 8 o'clock congregation did this morning. They were brilliant. But as you know, today is Thanksgiving Sunday. And here at St. James, we do have a lot to be thankful for. We have a caring church family, a large congregation, and plenty of different activities going on. We have a church family that is welcoming to newcomers and who really cares about its clergy and its ministry team. I don't think Kerry and I have ever had so much advice about not taking on too much or overdoing it since we're retired. So if we do say no when you ask us to do something, it's on the advice of many members of the congregation that we should rest and take things easily. So is that okay with you? Great. But as I say, we do have much to be thankful for, not only now, but over many, many years. So many people are involved in so many different things, from the welcoming and giving out of service sheets, and to Vince the rector. And I was hoping I would be able to say something about him this morning, but Vince is not here. I think he might be recovering from yesterday. And all the roles in between, but I'm not actually going to list those roles because I shall forget some of them and then I shall be in trouble, won't I? Because I'll have missed out something really important. But there we go. But today is about being thankful, not only to God, but to each other. And so I want you to turn to the person, and this is where the 8 o'clock congregation were brilliant. There weren't many of them. They all got up out of their seats. I want you to turn to the person on either side of you and thank them for being part of our church family and for all that they do, even if you don't know what it is to do. Because there are many tasks in churches that never get spoken about. So will you please do that? And I'm going to set you a good example because I'm going to turn to Christopher this time. It was Toby this morning. So I'm going to... Tells of King David giving praise and thanksgiving to God after gifts have been been given for the building of the temple. In Luke, we read of one leper who came back to say thank you to Jesus after Jesus had healed him. In Acts, we see the life of the early church being built on prayer and praise and thanksgiving, amongst other things. And I want to volunteer. Who can I pick on? You see you all bending your heads and trying to pretend you're not in church this morning, aren't you? I'll pick on Leslie. Leslie, could you get me my bottle of water from over there? It's on the floor.
Each other. Now, Kerry will always talk,
whether you've upset him or not. I tend to go off in a huff, I sulk, and, you know, take on the martyrdom role. But it's very difficult to do that when you've just actually prayed with somebody. Because the two don't sit easily together, because it's very difficult to be in communication and worship with Jesus if you're out of communication with one another. It's the same here in church. We should always be in fellowship with those we've prayed and worshipped with. We will not always agree, because that's human nature. But there are ways of disagreeing, and we can agree to differ in the love of Christ. And it makes for interesting discussions if you can keep it on a non-vindictive level. The second thing the early church was good at, and that was praise and thanksgiving to God, and that is so important for all that he's given to us, through good and through bad. And it is hard to praise God when life is difficult, but we can, if we look hard enough, find something to praise him for. And the one thing that always comes to mind, that whether our world is falling apart or whether we're feeling absolutely great and everything's wonderful, we can thank him for the love of Christ on the cross when he died for us. And it's the same with each other. So, now what I want you to do, I want you to turn to a person nearby, or maybe a different person to the one you spoke to earlier on, and to praise them, not thank them, because we've done that, but to praise them for something. And it's not that difficult. So I want you now to turn to somebody or move to somebody and praise them for something about them. Do you want some ideas? Because you're also sitting there with them. What do you want to do? What do you say? Well, you can tell them they look very nice this morning and praise them for the way they turned out. You can thank them for being here. Now, I don't want to hear everybody saying, thank you so much for being in church this morning, because I think you could do something a little bit different to that. But put your thinking caps on. Right, now I better move, can't I? I set you a good example. I think I might go that way this time. Didn't have time to rush and clean the loo, hoover the lounge. share what he'd got. And that's what he did. And finally, glad and humble hearts, they shared everything they had, gladly and humbly. And it's not just about sharing our possessions, our learning and skills, but about sharing our time and ourselves, gladly and humbly. Not begrudging anything that we might give or do. David was thankful. The leper was thankful. So what are we going to do? Are we going to forget our manners? Or are we going to remember to say please and thank you to God, giving him praise, thanksgiving, and worship? And we're going to finish by praying the prayer that came from our reading in Chronicles this morning. So just bow our heads. Lord God, may you be praised forever and ever. You are great and powerful, glorious, splendid and majestic. Everything in heaven and earth is yours. You are King, supreme ruler over all. All riches and wealth come from you. You rule over everything by your strength and power, and you are able to make anyone great and strong. So now, our God, we give you thanks and praise for your glorious name. Amen.